Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of September, recording at 8:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights here today. Bit of profit-taking in response to what is unquestionably a short-term overbought condition in most global stock markets. Now, this hasn't affected everything. The real favorites and high performers here recently, India, forging further into new high ground, Tokyo, Japan, and is very strong, Korea, very strong. But elsewhere, we've seen definitely seen some profit taking. Now, nowhere more so than with the German DAX down 1.77%. And I put that chart up among the interesting charts because we've had the backing away from the psychological 5,000 level, and also the downward dynamic and the failed break above the August high. But again, I want to emphasize for DAX and all other stock market indices that have done well in here recently, the importance of those August lows. If they were to be taken out, then I think we'd have to say, look, we've got potentially significant medium-term correction underway here. That has not happened, as you know, but we are certainly seeing some faltering. I don't want to panic over that, even though I'm part of the wall of worry in here, partly because of the length of time these rallies have been running overall and the general optimism that we've seen so much. But really, I'll stick to the liquidity rules, and as long as these trends have this continued sequence of rising lows, and as long as Wall Street, well, where they have rising lows, and as long as Wall Street is not breaking downward significantly, and again, I'll emphasize those August lows, then I'll want to stick with this game. Okay, what about government bonds? Getting a bit of a relief rally in here today, but nothing big. In currencies, well, the dollar, you know, had that big upward day yesterday. It has been mostly steady in here today, although well off the highs that we had actually seen. But again, earlier in the day, it had been a little bit soft. So end of the discussion, steady US dollar. There's plenty of overhead resistance, and it needs a downward dynamic here really to reaffirm what has been a ranging lower trend for the US dollar. Really, since early last month, I believe. Now, some of these resources currencies are steady against the greenback, although they had reacted yesterday. But they include the Aussie and the Kiwi dollars, and particularly the Canadian dollars. The Canadian dollar looks just rock steady. And note the charts that I put on the website against the Euro and also the Japanese yen. Now, I will probably pick those up tomorrow. I've been talking about doing that, and I've also been talking about letting my rather poorly timed Australian and New Zealand dollar longs expire tomorrow. Tomorrow's the decision day. I either need to roll them forward or to let them expire. I was of half a mind to roll them forward, but I don't think I will, and partly because I don't want to have too many currency positions on board. They're trading at small losses at the moment. They've been kind of in and out of, they've been hovering around or just a little below the break-even point here recently. But I'll probably take those small losses, or what are likely to be, unless we get a quite weak dollar tomorrow, and open up some new positions in the long the Canadian dollar, as I said, against the yen and the and the euro. I may also come in with a Canadian dollar long against the U.S. dollar before too long, but I'll say I'll start with the other two almost certainly. Okay, what else can I mention here? When the dollar steadied earlier today, got up to its highs of the day, we did see eventually what I forecast yesterday. Remember when the dollar was quite strong, and I said it was really impressive how well precious metals had held up, but they wouldn't continue if the dollar to do that if the dollar remained strong. So we had a little bit of a downdraft in here, and that knocked gold cut down to 445.05 at the low of the day, but it's currently down 446.60. That's down 315. Silver had the bigger reaction, but has regained over half of that decline, currently 701.5 on the December contract. And similarly, platinum, I think it's showing the new prices after hours now, but I think it got down to around 906, but it's currently 910.5. I think that's down 3 on the day, but not significant damage, but understandable. And the fact remains that an appreciating US dollar creates a headwind, and a weakening US dollar creates a tailwind. And since these metals also have some, they're not just moving totally slavishly in the opposite direction of the US dollar, they have inherent strength in their own right, both as commodities in somewhat scarce supply, the old supply and elasticity theme, but they also are gradually and increasingly being recognized as real stores of wealth, and rightly so, in my view. So, again, if we had more of the various different big speculators convinced that the dollar was heading lower, I think, as I've said before, that we would see the precious metals take off on the upside. At the moment, just in my impression, just in keeping an ear to the ground, an eye to the screen, and seeing what people are saying, looking for consensus, I sense that there are a few more dollar bulls than bears, but it's pretty evenly divided overall. There's no clear consensus, and I said in the comment of the day that befits a environment that's largely one now of range trading. But again, emphasize this point, we need to see a downward dynamic on the dollar index to reaffirm weakness in here. And if we see it on the dollar index, we'll see it against pretty well all the major currencies. And what else to mention here? Oil prices tried to rally earlier in the day, but drifted back down. Still generally soft in this corrective phase, which might actually be a medium term, as in lasting more than just a few weeks, possibly lasting for a few months. But it's been an orderly correction. It's all within this long-term upward trend, and my rule of thumb guess was, well, maybe it comes back to 60. We're trading in here at 63.15. I'm not going to change that outlook overall. And oil would need another upward dynamic to indicate that it had bottomed and was heading on its way back up to the highs. We're definitely going to see that. It's just, I don't know exactly when we're going to see that, and from what level, but best guess is around somewhere between current level and around 60. Okay, in the soft, still a little bit more slippage in cocoa. I'm annoyed I didn't put that stop in when it was up just over 900. December contract down to 838. It's been volatile and choppy all along, so I'll stick with it. And I think that's pretty much it. So just Wall Street, looks like it's going to close out near the lows of the day, down 80 here right now. All the best. That's 80 on the Dow. Bye-bye.